I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 17th. Quincy City Councilors want to try to reduce the cost of a proposed $120 million new public safety complex. Officials this week expressed concern about the high price tag while still supporting the need for the new facility. Mayor Thomas Koch says the new facility is needed to replace the current police station, which he says is inadequate for today's public safety needs. Improvements to the intersection of Adams Street and Newport Avenue in Quincy are underway. The city says the project includes new sidewalk ramps, audible traffic signals to assist the blind, historical lighting to complement the nearby Adams National Historical Park, and improvements to underground utilities. J. Cashman Construction Company of Quincy has been fined $185,000 for illegally dumping dredged materials. Federal environmental officials say Cashman illegally dumped dredged materials from New Bedford Harbor to the Rhode Island Sound disposal site four times, once outside the authorized disposal site and three times in the wrong location on the site. A kitchen fire at the Taipei restaurant on Billings Road in Quincy Tuesday left a worker injured. Officials say the employee suffered burns to his hands and face and was taken by ambulance to the hospital. The fire spread to the ceiling, but firefighters saved the building. Paul Fahey of Quincy will get a new trial for the death of Keith Boudreau of Quincy after an altercation at the former Home Ice Sports Bar in Quincy Center in 2015. An appeals court has tossed out Fahey's conviction on second-degree murder charges, saying the prosecution made several mistakes during the trial. There were 26 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 197. Quincy is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map and has a positivity rate of 2.5%. There have been 150 deaths. A portion of Glover Avenue in North Quincy will be renamed Father Heary Way in memory of the late Father Cornelius Heary of Sacred Heart Church. City Council approved the request from Mayor Thomas Koch this week after Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci initially objected to the request. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 1 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 17th.